you're like, okay, you're a lesbian, but let's still put you into a category of a man and a woman. Isn't that
crazy? I haven't thought of it like that before.
Queers, queens, and in-betweens, hello and welcome back to Same Sex, Same Shit. I'm Rochelle and I'm joined by my fiancé, Maddie. We love to chat all things lesbian and each week we'll be sharing that us queers do the same shit as everyone else.
And you know we are going to be oversharing on all things lesbian life and bringing you some very important queer conversations each week.
The best part about this is that every week that we sit down and record, Maddie has no idea what the hell that we're going to be talking about this week, which makes for a very fun episode because you choke if you're scripted and you know what we're talking about. So it's just better this way.
I suck at scripts. You know I suck. I stutter. I don't know what to do. I like to come in blindsided and my answers are just genuine on the spot and I might say some things I don't probably mean at times, but it's raw, so let's go.
This week's going to be very interesting. We're going to be talking about labels and identity. I have an issue, so I'm going to be unpacking it all this week, and Maddie is just here for the ride. We have very different takes on this topic, and we actually haven't spoken about this topic, Mads, before, really. So I'm excited to see where today takes us.
I'm excited as everyone else is listening because I have no idea what this is going to bring.
There are so many labels out there.
I can't keep up with them. I get roused on by you often. I don't think you realize, but you roused on me for not knowing the labels or using the correct terms. Not that there's anything malicious in it and I don't purposely do it, but I can't keep up.
I feel like I'm uneducated as well, and that's why I want to do this episode. There's a deeper reason that I wanted to do this episode, and essentially we're going to be talking about labels. We're going to be learning a little bit ourselves along the way, and I wanted to just talk about identity as a queer person in general. This episode might get a little bit silly and it might get a little bit rogue, but that's okay. Please know that this is a super lighthearted episode about our own personal experiences because we know that everyone's gender expression and journey with identity can be so different. We're not talking today about our sexualities, particularly lesbian, bisexual, pansexual. We're talking about gender expression, which is more so how you express yourself through identity, through looks, behavior within our sexuality, you know, as a queer person. So, Mads, the most common ones, which is wild because I was actually thinking about it. And when you really look at it, the most common kind of gender expressions within the lesbian community are mask and femme. And it's just still such a heterosexual way to look at things. You're like, okay, you're a lesbian, but let's still put you into a category of a man and a woman. Isn't that
I haven't thought of it crazy? Like that before, but now that you say it, yeah.
Anyway, but we know that you can't just fit people into a like those two boxes, right? It's not just as black and white as that. And so going off from that, I suppose, because I know that I definitely don't feel like I fit into either a mask or a femme box. You maybe more so do.
You think?
I reckon so. Like I reckon you're...
I thought I was tap dancing right between the boxes.
You reckon?
Well, depends.
On?
What I'm wearing and how I feel that day.
Well, there's obviously, you know, you've got the mask, which is kind of explained as more masculine energy and masculine presenting. And then you've got the femme. And then the term for what's kind of in between is androgynous, which is a mix between masculine and feminine or non-specific gender really at all. So what do you think you identify as?
I think more if I had to pick one or the other, I'd go more femme. I think I'm vibing the dresses. Mm. I might even incorporate some skirts back into my cupboard. So who knows? I wouldn't diss a skirt.
Yeah, you've been really feeling yourself femmy lately.
Yeah, I like the femme feels, but also I like to feel like if I'm out my yard or on the lawn, I love to feel and look masked because I'm like, yeah, I'm getting shit done over here.
I guess I suppose it doesn't really have to be like femme and mask, like boy and girl. It's more about the energy that you're feeling at the time.
Yeah, I think some people like to be one or the other, whereas I like just to float in between. I don't really care, and I don't have to be one or the other in my head. I'm just like, well, this is how I feel right now. Well, this is what I'm doing today. I'm doing yard work, so I'm going to go masky today.
Well, hear me out, because I'm the one that does the research for these podcast episodes. And as we said at the start, you just sit down, look pretty, and talk about whatever shit comes to your head, which you're very good at. So we'd like you in that role and we'll keep you in that role. But I want to share a little insight into the research that I've done. So I don't really resonate with either mask or femme, like I said. I'm definitely feeling less femme within myself lately. I'm not into wearing skirts at all. That doesn't feel comfortable for me. I'm even considering getting a forearm tat sleeve.
Yes, and I'm all for it because I think you got the skin for it. You're Italiano, nice and bronze, petite little arms. I think it'll look really good.
Yeah, so in my head, I'm trying to navigate kind of where I fit into that. And while I was doing my research, I came across this term. So you've heard of a lipstick lesbian, right?
Mm.
Kind of really, really into their feminine energy, that high-end femme lesbian.
Yeah.
Chapstick lesbian.
Shut up, Rochelle. Was this on the Wikipedia? Where'd you find this?
It's a thing. Chapstick.
I've never heard it.
It's a thing. And let me explain to you what it is, because I resonate with this.
Look, if it makes you sleep at night, then chapstick lesbian you are.
They are not quite masculine leaning enough to be considered a butch dyke, but they are also not feminine leaning enough to be a high femme. A chapstick lesbian's superpower lies in her subtleness. She doesn't like being pampered too much, but she knows how to care for herself. She loves a good skincare routine, but one that just doesn't take too long. A chapstick lesbian might rock a dress or lipstick on a special occasion only, but more likely a pantsuit has her name written all over it. I rock a pantsuit.
You do. You've been vibing them the last year or so, hey?
Yeah, a long time I've been pantsuiting. A chappy. That's what I am. I'm a chappy. A chappy may own three different pairs of Birkenstocks. While there's no official chapstick lesbian flag, it might as well be a giant sign that says, all I need is a little bit of lip balm and I'm good to go.
Oh my God.
This is me. This is off a queer website definition. It says, however, if we are getting technical, a chapstick lesbian, while sharing some of the same behavioral traits and qualities as a soft butch, prefers to retain more of her feminine attributes. A soft butch is on the masculine side of the lesbian spectrum, whereas a chapstick lesbian sits somewhere comfortably in the middle.
Well, there you go, my lovely little lip balm.
So after that definition, you reckon I'm a chappy?
Yeah, it sounds like you. You sound like a chappy for sure.
Give me my chapstick and my Birks and I'm a happy girl.
Wow. Do you feel better that you found that?
I feel so much better.
I can see it on your face. You're sitting there smiling like, I found what I am. This is me.
I feel really seen by the chappy community.
Well, I'm genuinely happy for you.
Thank you. But remember, look, we know that labels are only fun if they feel good to you. You don't need to label yourself either. Just because I'm someone who wants to feel seen by, you know, putting a label on myself or resonating with that chapstick lesbian label, that's not the point of all. For me, it just helps with a sense of identity and, you know, picking my outfits mainly.
Yeah. Or you could just be like me and be like, whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
The sun is shining and this is what I'm wearing.
Yeah. Being labeled is only fun if it feels good to you.
Call me what you want.
I just do not feel comfortable, do not resonate, do not want to wear girly clothes at the moment, like dresses and skirts and whatnot. Have you ever had that issue?
I just feel like it's the temperature that results in what I'm wearing and what I have in the closet.
Oh, wouldn't that be nice?
I don't know if I feel like I'm like, okay, I'll be doing this and that. If I'm going and cleaning the shed out or doing something like hands-on-y, I won't wear a dress or a skirt because I know it's going to get practical today and I don't want neighbors seeing my knickers.
I'm not talking about dressing to the weather conditions and dressing to the activity that you're doing. I'm talking about how you're feeling. Like if you're just going out to a lunch or something, you know, we're not going to the gym and wearing our Lululemons. We're not going into the shed or mowing the lawns.
Thanks for clarifying. Let me rephrase my answer. It depends who I'm going out with is what I'm going to wear. So if I'm catching up with another lesbian or a chapstick, I will wear something accordingly, thinking, you know, they'll probably wear something like this too. And so then the comfort of that catch up will be mutual.
I feel like that is such a lesbian thing to do.
Yeah.
And I love that because I'm the exact same. If I'm going out with the girls for cocktails, like the straight girls for cocktails on, you know, and I know that they're all going to be wearing fancy stuff, I'll probably wear something a little bit more femme.
But it's also like the location that you're going to as well. So it doesn't matter if you're going out with your les friends, straight friends, doesn't matter. It's like that can, it does matter. It does influence to a degree, but then you've got what kind of place it is. If it's a bougie place, I'm going to probably wear bougie things.
In my head, just from experience, lesbians tend to meet at pubs and stuff to have a beer. So you're never going to be wearing a dress and high heels. From my experience with my lesbian friendship group, we would well and truly pick a pub with a beer over cocktail bar on the beach.
If you worked overtime or something and I said, catch up with me and the girls at the surf club, and you rolled in a dress and heels, I would not know what to do or what to say to you, whether to compliment you, because obviously you'll be looking banging. But at the same time, I'd be like, also, what the fuck, though? Like,
Rochelle's having another one of her identity crises. Is she lipstick or chapstick today? I'm sure.
So it would be weird.
I don't know anymore either.
Because that is the group that you're hanging out with and the location. It's not for heels and dresses in our world.
Mm. Yeah.
If someone walked in, though, at the surf club and they were confident, like that's what something I don't think we could do. I don't think we could walk into the surf club as a lipstick les confidently. I think there would be a sense of shyness and everyone would feel that riveting shyness coming off of our skin. Whereas if you're a confident gal just walking in your heels and dress, you could walk into any place you wanted, whether it be a surf club. That's what I reckon anyways.
I totally agree. And the reason that I'm bringing this up is because when I was first coming out, around that time when I was kind of figuring it all out, you know, 10, 12 years ago, I was playing soccer and majority of the team were older than me and they were lesbians. And, you know, in the soccer team, I guess you're all in your uniforms at training and stuff like that. But if we were to catch up outside of sport on the weekends, they would all be wearing jeans, baggy tees, you know, that classic lesbian look of like the tight jeans, the baggy tee, and the shoes were called Tigers, like
Etnies.
What?
Etnies.
What's that? Is that a shoe brand?
Yeah, if we're going back 12 years ago, I'm going to throw out Etnies.
I've never heard of those shoes. Have you ever heard of Tigers?
No.
Oh, must be Sydney. Where we came from.
It's a Sydney thing, sorry.
Lesbians in Sydney wore Tigers. Okay. Anyway, so that was kind of the look, right? And I loved that and I wore that and, you know, that's what I felt comfortable in because that's what they were all wearing. But also, you know, some of them had short hair or some of them, you would never catch them dead in a dress. That's just not what they felt comfortable in. So when I was figuring out my own identity and coming out, I was like, well, is that what I have to do? Like, have I retired dresses forever? If I wear a dress, they're not going to believe me that I'm gay, like because I look so feminine and I look quote unquote straight. And so I went through that whole big, are you going to believe that I'm gay? Not that, you know, I need people to believe me, but when you're coming out, you want people to be on your side and be on your team. And I was like, this isn't a phase. So I don't want people to just think it's a phase. And I know you and I have had this conversation before and you didn't have that issue, like you didn't go through that kind of identity crisis because you were a tomboy essentially.
I was a tomboy used to get into huffs with dad because he'd be like, wear this. I'm like, no, I can see a tiny flower on that pocket. I'm like, I'm not wearing it because it's like literally a flower the size of a 5-cent piece. And if that was on the shorts, I was like, not wearing it. No, it's just soccer shirts and boardies.
Yeah, you're more girly now, definitely. It's
been a huge role reversal. You've been like, we've done the exact opposite. Like, I'm starting to vibe and like feeling femmy. And I feel pretty, and I start gloating around if I feel like I'm pretty and femme, and I'm like, I like that people, if they weren't to know that I was lesbian because of what I was wearing or how I was holding myself, I'm like, I kind of like that idea. Not because I want to be seen as a straight girl, but just because I think it's a curiosity thing and I get kicks out of it for some weird reason.
I got home from the gym this morning, you said, tell me I look pretty.
Did I? Yes. Did you?
Of course I did.
Okay, that's why we're still friends today.
And you do look stunning.
Thank you.
You always do. I think when I was going through that identity crisis, I reached online. And this is also as well where we're different. I'm very online-based, social media-based, internet-based. That's where I found my community. And that's where I, as like a young lesbian coming out, I would go on like Tumblr and look for like lesbians on there. I watch YouTube videos of lesbians that were over in America. And the ones that I watched were a little bit more femme presenting. And that was kind of my moment, my aha moment, where I was like, I don't have to look a certain way to prove my sexuality. I can look however I want to look. If I want to go to soccer training, wear my uniform on the weekend, then wear my Tigers and jeans and baggy tee, that's fine. But also if I don't feel like wearing that and I want to still wear my skirts and dresses, I can. And that was a huge moment for me, my coming out. It might seem insignificant to people who haven't gone through it.
Like me.
Like you. You're sitting there looking at me like,
I'm like, well, she went through some stuff.
It's unpacking my trauma on the microphone. But it was a huge moment for me. And I kind of feel like I'm going through that now, but in a different way. Like, I'm not going through it to prove my sexuality to anyone or because I think I have to look a certain way. I just am going through it internally in the sense of I don't resonate with feeling that girly anymore.
Mm.
Even when I put like my, I've got these black strappy Elias May sandals, which, you know, I used to love to wear with dresses or, you know, whatever, like any outfit.
And these plain Birks.
Yeah, I've really reached for the Birks in the last kind of few weeks or month.
It's weird that you said that when you touch base on like how you don't have to look a certain way to prove what you are or anything. That's where the motivation behind it all quietly comes from. Like, now you've made me realize that's where it probably stems, is I don't believe in like, because you're something, you have to dress or do this or do that. Like, I think it's just like how you feel internally is how you feel. What you wear externally is just what you want to do, like with your hair, with your clothes, with your anything. I think just because you're something, like, or you identify as whatever, you don't have to present to prove your point. But I think maybe people that are, like you said, you go through that phase of like, oh, I want people to resonate with me and know that I'm gay or whatever. So you start doing those, making those actions. But I think with how I feel in my brain, I'm like, I don't care what people think or what they presume about me from what I'm wearing. So I'll wear what I feel like wearing that day or how I want to feel about myself personally. Not, I want to wear this so people know that I am this.
I think it's because you are also so confident, or so, not confident, because I'm confident in my sexuality too, but you're very fluid with yourself and your sexuality and your identity. Like you said it, that if I left you, you may go, you know, you may find yourself down the track with no one, I hope, ever, because I won't allow it.
I've only got one love.
But yeah, you said you don't know who you will end up with, whether that might be a male or a female. And so that kind of fluidity is who you are and part of you and already in your brain. Whereas for me, I'm like, I identify as a lesbian. That's all I see myself as. And, you know, I don't know if that has a role to play in me chopping and changing between feeling more femme or feeling more chapsticky. I honestly don't know, but I am definitely trying to figure it out. And I think it's probably an issue that a lot of people face, you know, whether you're gay or straight. I know that when people become mums, they go through that change of, well, I don't know what my identity or what outfits I look good in, what my postpartum body is.
Just baggy tees to hide the rolls, leggings to suck it all in.
Those first few weeks, yeah, just whatever makes you feel good. So I think that a lot of people will be able to resonate with not knowing their style or not being able to, you know what they feel good in and what they feel comfortable in. But mine is coming from more of a queer space.
Do you reckon you're just relating it to being queer? And it's not just a seasonal thing. I'm sure everyone, if they saw themselves and what they were wearing 2 years ago, say, they'd be like, what the fuck was I thinking? Like, there's outfits that you think you looked banging in or were good, but then in your eyes, your current eyes, you're like, that's what the hell's that? And it has nothing to do, like, they wouldn't relate it to what they're into, you know what I mean?
I don't think it's a seasonal thing because I don't want to wear a skirt and I don't want to wear sandals. And I feel too girly in that. I don't feel comfortable.
This is interesting.
Yeah.
We haven't spoke about this off camera.
We haven't, but you've obviously noticed.
I've noticed, that you're jumping to my tees and I'm having to wash my clothes more often because I used to be the baggy tee and jean gal. And now you've just, and I'm like, okay, well, I'll take your dresses then.
Yeah. Perks of being a lesbian. You can now, we swap seasons and now you can wear all the dresses that I bought and I'll wear all the baggy tees that you bought.
Our walk-in road is like basically no side. Like there's no like, this is your side, my side. It's so mixed. Like I was looking through something. This is Rochelle's. This is Rochelle's. Like on my side, technically my side of the stuff. I'm like, you've got so much stuff on my side. And I'm like, what the hell? So I think they're just starting to merge into just one wardrobe.
The only thing that's separate is our pants.
Yeah.
And a tiny little gal.
Only downfall to our relationship, I think, is we can't share pants.
Can't share bottoms. I'm not sure how to explain it, and I don't know if I'm explaining it in a way that makes sense. I'm, as I said before, just unpacking my internal thoughts on the microphone. But I think when I've been putting on certain outfits, I'm really trying to find that happy medium. But no, what you were saying before, I don't think it's seasonal. Because I actually look back on photos of me a couple of years ago or outfits that I wore that I would never wear today, but I think that I looked really good. I'm like, wow, I really looked good in that outfit. I wouldn't have even thought to put that combo again together again. Mm. I did it the other day. I was like, oh, wow, I wore that outfit and then I wore it again. So I put it together again yesterday and I was like, oh, I feel like I looked way better in that photo like 6 months ago than I feel today in this outfit, if that makes sense.
Yeah, but like, did you need to wash your hair or?
Probably. I'm a mum. I always need to wash my hair. It always looks like a rat's nest.
You need to wash your hair and you're wearing, no matter what the hell you are wearing, you will feel like a dirt bag.
Mm.
So no clothes will help you.
Mm. Amen.
Wash your hair.
That's the moral of this episode. Rochelle, wash your fucking hair and you'll feel okay.
This whole time she's been having issues. She just, the simple fix was washing your hair. So
I don't know. Like I've been tossing around getting a sleeve. You're all for sleeve. Like,
yeah, I find it sexy because I like a bit sleeve. I like a bit of a mask gal. So I like the path you're heading down.
Mm.
I've always had a thing for like mask kind of more dominating enough. I like to feel inferior sometimes to a degree. To a degree.
Wow.
I'm like, oh my God, no, don't throw me against the wall. Ouch. And then you talk about getting the tats. I'm like talking to designers trying to get this to happen because I think you'd be sexy with a sleeve. Not the whole length, just the forearm thing. But I think you'd pull it off. You've got beautiful Italian skin and I think you've got the physique for it. And I think you'd look very stunning in my eyes. I really think you'd look beautiful, but don't go shaving your hair. Yeah, don't let that
stay. Fucking leave your hair long.
Don't get addicted to tattoos and get your face done and get teardrops and shit. Be too much. I don't like it that much.
My postcode under my eye.
Represent on the other side.
No regrets across my neckline.
No, but I like the mask kind of look, but that fine in between. But I think you're heading in that
thank
direction.
Thank you. I'm really trying to find that fine in between.
Yeah, and I think you are.
I know that you like it. That what you like, what you're picturing your ideal me as, I know you love me, but what you're picturing your ideal me as, that's what I'm trying to achieve.
Is it
that's
me?
What I'm trying to find.
Am I the issue of your issues right now, trying to find yourself?
No, because I've been a different person. It's not an issue. It's not like, well, I have to look a certain way. It's just how I feel internally.
Mm. Which is very interesting.
That's what I'm navigating.
I feel like we're like seriously the opposite at the moment. I'm going more femme. You're going more like masky and trying to navigate this thing that I've never had to navigate or worry about. We're quite opposite, and it's very interesting talking to you.
I love the direction that you're going. Like, you look beautiful in anything, and you're absolutely my type. I'm not trying to give you a big head because it's already big enough. I told you you're pretty this morning. That's my compliment of the day. But
forever got a sore neck holding his big head up.
But you do both so well, and that is such my type. I love a pretty blonde femme les that can do sporty. That is my type, and you are it to a T. I met you as the captain of an AFL team. You look incredible in AFL gear and mowing the lawns.
Oh,
hot. Love it. But on your day-to-day life, yes, you are more feminine. And, you know, like, I bought you some dresses the other day as a gift, and like, you look stunning in them, and you like when you do yourself up, and you can just do both really, really well. And you have confidence because you are so fluid with your identity, and you, when you feel comfortable, you look good.
Yeah.
And I think that's for everyone. When you feel comfortable what you're wearing, you look good. But for me, I'm just trying to find what I feel comfortable in.
You yet to peak your comfortable outfits.
Mm. The other day I paired some like baggier denim jeans with a silk spaghetti strap top.
Oh, is that when I perved on your boobies?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I felt really good in that.
Yeah.
Because it was like a mix of both. I was like, well, I feel like nice up the top. I don't feel too like bulky, and you know, like if I'm wearing baggy tees, because I do have a bigger lower half. Wow, this is getting really rogue. Because I've got a bigger lower half, I feel boxy if I'm wearing baggy tees. Whereas if I'm showing off my shoulders and stuff, I feel more comfortable because like I'm smaller up the top.
Yeah.
But pairing it with jeans made me feel comfortable and like I was sitting in that happy, like baggy jeans, like I was sitting in that happy medium.
Well, you go to Pilates like 5 days a week. You've been doing it solid and your body is looking incredible. So I think if you hide the efforts you've been putting in, if you put a t-shirt on and jeans, it hides all of your efforts. But your silk top showed everyone that you do. So it showed that you were fit. And then down the bottom, you have those curves with those jeans. And I think that look on you with the, you know, you've got a nice upper half and the petite looking, like beautiful skinned, whatever. So you have the silk top and it exposes that, and it's like really nice and it makes you feel pretty, I'm sure. But then you've got that comfort down the bottom, which just ties it all in, including your attitude and how you feel at the time. So it's like helps my attitude, shows that I still work out. I'm not a box. So you gave, like, you just ticked, I don't know what I'm saying, but either way, you've ticked all the boxes.
You're saying that I need to go buy more spaghetti strap tops and baggy jeans.
Yeah, the silk ones that drop a little bit so I can see a little bit of cleavage, but not too much. So I get nervous when you go out and people are going to be looking at your boobs.
I have no tips for anyone. I am just unpacking this and trying to navigate it all. This is how I've been feeling for a little while, and it's evident from this episode that that's how I felt from the start of coming out. But as I said, it's different. Like back then I was like, well, I want to look gay so people know that I'm gay, but I don't feel like I want to cut all my hair off and, you know, wear baggy pants and have that really, really mask presenting self. That didn't resonate with me. I didn't feel comfortable with that, but I wanted people to know I was gay. Now I don't care if people know that I'm gay or not. I'll tell them anyway, most likely. No tips, but if you have any tips for me, our DMs are open. If you've got any looks that I could create and put together, please let me know. Maddie is just a sexy, confident blonde over there who looks good in anything. So thank you for being my therapist. You actually asked me questions. You're like, so hold on a second.
Yeah, I was curious. I had no idea this was coming. Every time I sit down with you, I have no idea what questions you're going to shoot at me. But this one has caught me off guard because I've learned a fair bit about you this time. And then I knew you were having like an identity crisis, but to the depths of the reasonings, that was unexpected. So appreciate it.
My relationship tip also, have a podcast. It's therapy.
We've dished conversations. We dish out some depth, hey? It's good.
All right. We can't wait to talk to you all next week.
Love you. Bye.
Thank you all so much for listening today. If you'd like to connect with us and stay up to date with our day-to-day life as well as future episodes, you can do so on our socials at those.2mums. We absolutely love bringing you these conversations each week, so if you love it too, please subscribe and leave us a review. Chat to you all next week. Bye.